There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Hour number two on this Tuesday, and glad to have you along. And great to say hello to Lieutenant Governor of the State of Alabama, Will Ainsworth, joining us now live. Thanks for your time.
Hey, Sean. Great to be on, and good to be talking to everybody down the coast. How are you doing today?
We're doing good, and I tell you what, we're doing much better. Yesterday, when we heard that somebody who did not carry a 251 area code on their phone was getting on board with saying no to the tolls on the I-10 Mobile River Bridge project.
Yeah, now we're a strong no. We're going to continue to fight on that issue, and we're going to make sure we're going to do everything we can do to try to stop the tolls and come up with a conservative solution to solving the problems down there in infrastructure.
You know, one of the things that hopefully you can carry through this message, obviously around the state as Lieutenant Governor and folks back home in North Alabama, this idea that everybody here is either, you know, it's all 100% one way or another, that we're against tolls and we're not for the bridge. Listen, we're on board for the idea of a bridge down here at some level, at some affordable level with some funding. This is not anti-growth or infrastructure down here. It's the feeling that we're being railroaded here on this toll at $6 either way.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think when you look at Birmingham, you know, there's all kind of construction and bridge work going on in downtown. My understanding is it's around $700 million. You know, we could just build the bridge right over, you know, the port. That would, and I've talked to a lot of senators down there, talked to a lot of elected officials that talk about, and just people live there, and they talk about just the congestion with the Wallace Tunnel. We could build a bridge, you know, just right there, and that would solve part of that. I mean, when you start looking at the Bayway, raising it 10 feet, the potential cost there, you know, I think we've got to be smart in what we're doing. And this idea that it's just one plan or nothing, you know, that's not a solution. And so what we want to do is look at all the different solutions out there. What are all the different options? But I can tell you this, you know, we do not need a toll on the bridge down there. We can find a way to fund it without a toll, and that's what we're committed to do.
And it is great news to have somebody's voice on this that is not from here, because I mean, hey, we see it down here that we only have so many of us in our delegation. Even if everybody's perfectly aligned from Southwest Alabama, there's two, maybe we'll say four counties worth versus then 63 counties in the rest of the state that may see it differently if they don't understand the issue. And the issue is, number one, this is not right for us, but you've got to see this issue too. I mean, John Cooper said this in a meeting. This is the beginning of how road projects will be done in the state of Alabama.
Yeah, we just got to stop it. We don't need tolls in Alabama. I mean, you know, the governor just pushed through a tax increase, and, you know, she got her increase on what she wanted for infrastructure. And, you know, that should be, we need to be fiscally conservative and use that money to fund our infrastructure projects. And we certainly don't need to set a precedent of tolling and, you know, extorting our citizens, you know, out of thousands of dollars a year. I mean, that's not, I mean, when you start thinking about this, here's what it gets down to, and this is what makes me angry. When you think about, you know, people trying to get to work to commute, and it could potentially cost them $1,000 a year just to go to work. All right, just commute back and forth. And then you've got a two-person family, and both of them are commuting, and maybe they're in different parts so they can't ride together, and it's $2,200 a year. And you think about just, you know, people getting started or people just getting by. And just, I mean, you got mortgage expenses, you got groceries, you've got kids' clothes. I mean, you got kids playing sports. You know, I mean, this is just not a realistic solution for the people of Alabama. And I don't think it's properly thought out. I don't think it's a good plan. And so I'm going to fight it as hard as I can.
And it does. It's important. You look at those numbers, and listen, we can go through all the what that would mean for individual families. But you said something I think is key, too, that it's not well thought out. And that's what it feels like. It feels like this is the idea, and we go, wait. Let's make sure we've explored all options for funding, whether the state does it or some other option, maybe the scale and scope of the project, the timeline of the project. And it feels like down here we're being told, hey, y'all wanted a bridge. This is it. This is what you're getting. Be quiet.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's all kind of different solutions. You're going to see those come out. I mean, you know, one was what I mentioned earlier. I mean, let's just build the bridge and then worry about the Bayway later. I mean, that's, you know, one potential option. But there's a lot of different options. So we're going to do, lay all those on the table. And honestly, that's what DOT should be doing. You know, and I think that's really kind of what Senator Marsh is even saying is, hey, let's, you know, let local people decide what's best. And, you know, we need the engagement of the senators. We need the engagement of the community leaders. And I mean, here's what's interesting about this issue. I'm from North Alabama, okay? You know, I took a stand based on principle, not knowing how people down there were going to respond. But I just thought that this was wrong on what it's doing to working families in Alabama. And it would, you know, really, in my opinion, bankrupt our state. I don't think we can have that. And when you look at just what it's going to do to working families, and just, it's a sad situation. So, you know, we took a stand on it, but here's the interesting thing. We haven't had one negative comment out of thousands of comments and calls and messages since then. You know, and I think what it's done now is now other leaders are getting behind and saying, hey, let's just look at all the different solutions. Let's look at all the different options, and let's find one that's going to work. Obviously, Mobile is so important to our state. The port's important to our state. We want that area to thrive, not only from an economic standpoint, but from a tourism standpoint. But let's find something we can afford. And that's what I think we got to do.
You know, okay, you just said something when you said you're, you know, didn't get the pushback, didn't get the negative commentary. This is what's frustrating when we hear on the flip side, when Director Cooper is saying, well, I'm not hearing from people, you know, not a appreciable number of people that are opposed to this project. I mean, I guess they're just, they can't find his number on Google or something like that, because look at the Facebook pages, look at the, I mean, they had an event, and you know this, you've been in the political world here in Alabama. We had an event last week down at the Five Rivers Center, and they turned a political event that wasn't empty chairs. They had to shut the doors and leave half the people outside because it was so full. That doesn't happen every day.
And I mean, at the end of the day, I think I haven't heard any of his comments on that. But if he said that, you know, there's certainly tremendous opposition, and it's only going to grow. I mean, when people find out the details of the plan, and you start looking at $6 to go one way, and you start looking at, you know, basically $1,000 for a working person to go to work, that's not going to fly. And it's certainly not going to fly in Alabama. And so we're going to work hard to come up with another alternative to make sure that meets the needs of a growing, you know, Baldwin and Mobile County. And, you know, that's what we're working to do. And so that's the commitment, but it doesn't need to involve a toll.
You know, you're talking about looking at this. If you're just joining us, Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth talking about his opposition to the toll down here. And part of this, you say, okay, and I get it, from conservative, living conservative ideals, you're against this. But I will even argue that there should be some help from Democrats in the state of Alabama on this, because this is a bipartisan issue. This is an issue that affects every person who lives down here, no matter what party they're in. It's been mum from the Democrats, and I don't know why. I really don't.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell you this. I walked in the state house today, had my office. There was the Democrats that gave me started clapping when I walked in.
Oh, did
they? I think it's a bipartisan deal, and I think people were just waiting for someone to stand up and stand up for what's right, and that's what people elected me to do. I mean, that's what I've got a record of doing, is always standing up for the people of Alabama. It's what I'm always going to do. And I saw what was going on, and I looked at the data, and I looked at the research, and I was like, no, this is not a project that makes any sense for our state. It's going to cripple that area economically, and it's going to be a failed bridge project because people aren't going to travel on it. And we're going to have a mess on our hands. So what we wanted to do is just, you know, reboot. Let's find some other alternatives. Obviously, you know, I'm not against the bridge, but let's find a toll-free solution. And that's what I'm committed to doing.
Well said, and appreciated by many down here. I know coming up October 7th, will be, you know, we'll get to the actual votes on this, but the fact that you stood up to this point and said what you've said, I think is important to so many people down here. Somebody who's from the other end of the state, even though Lieutenant Governor for the entire state, to stand up and say that, it's warmly welcomed down here, so thank you.
Absolutely. It was the right thing to do. You know, look forward to being down in that part of the state, and you know, anybody that has any solutions, any ideas, you know, lieutenantgovernor@lieutenantgovernor.alabama.gov is our email. And please send us any of your ideas, thoughts, and we're going to continue to work hard.
We'll see you soon. If we don't see you before, we'll see you October 7th up there.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Hey, you too. Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth joining us here on Midday Mobile. All right, get your calls when we return at 343-0106, 343-0106. We'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 120 FM Talk, 106.5 Midday Mobile. The segment of the show brought to you by the folks at Harry's. I've been shaving with Harry's 5 years plus now, and I've been telling you about the deals with Harry's over the years. This is the best one yet. I want to get to it. But before that, if you have not heard about Harry's, where you been? How about this? The trifecta with Harry's. Number one, the blades are fantastic. The shave is fantastic. Everything else would not even be worth telling you if the shave wasn't so good, but it is, lucky for us. Great shave. And the convenience, love it. You have the blades show up at your house at a predetermined number that you use each month, so you don't have to remember to put that on a list. You forget to go get them. It's 9:30 on a Sunday night. You got a meeting on a Monday. You've been there. You don't have fresh blades. It's not a worry. They send you exactly what you need each month. And here's my favorite part, the price. $2 each for those replacement blades, which is half of what you're paying at the pharmacy or the grocery store. So save that money when you go with Harrys.com. They believe that you need a great trifecta here. And also, when you do that, get that great shave. Get it for a low price. You deserve both. And right now, the best deal I have seen from the folks at Harry's. Introductory offer. Join the 10 million of us who have tried Harry's with a special offer for y'all. New customers. So folks like me, I can't get this deal. But if you've been on the fence about Harry's, here's your time to strike. $5 off the trial set from Harry's when you use my code MOBILE at Harrys.com. You get the razor, the weighted handle, the foaming shave gel, and the travel cover for summer vacations or going for work or whatever, all for just $3. Plus free shipping when you use my code MOBILE at Harrys.com. That would be $3 plus free shipping. Use code MOBILE at Harrys.com. Go to Harrys.com today. Use code MOBILE at checkout and claim your offer. And let them know I sent you. Help support the show. And join the 10 million of us that get our shave on with Harry's. All right, to the phones at 343-0106, 343-0106. Big thank you to Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth joining us. He has stepped up as an opponent to the toll. And, you know, people are going to say, well, that's politically expedient. Everybody else is getting in on it. Sure they are. But Will Ainsworth is not running for office right now. There's nothing in the 2020 cycle. Down the road, does his come back up? Maybe. But you know how quickly people forget stuff in politics? It could be a whole other issue by then. I thought it was pretty darn gutsy right now for a lieutenant governor who is from North Alabama to step in to this issue and be, the way I see it, straight up 180 from where the governor has been on this. All right, Bart in Sims is up first. Hey, Bart.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
You know, it may not work for a lot of people, you know, time versus money. But, you know, my first thought, just going on out there and hit 65 and go north and come around. Heck with the bridges. But, I mean, you know, everybody can't do that, but
right. It's
a thought.
Yeah, you know, and you talking about time versus money, the other thing that was pointed out the other day, time versus money, I thought this was interesting. Talking about, I think it was... it's either Representative Shane Stringer or Senator Chris Elliott. I think it's Chris Elliott who said the amount of traffic problem, is it equivalent to the money we're going to spend on it? And this is something from a private sector makes sense to me. In other words, if it breaks down that your annual cost, Bart, is $1,200 to get one of those transponders and go back and forth, is it a $1,200 a year problem for you, the traffic on I-10?
Well, you know, that's what I say. It's just like you just said, it's time versus money.
Yeah.
But
Is it $1,200 worth? I mean, I think that's a fair question people can ask themselves. And maybe there are some people out there that said, heck yeah, it is. But I think the majority of people say, nah, it's like a $150 a year worth problem, but not a $1,200 a year.
Right. Well, I can go, like I said, I can go up 65 and around. I dodge most of the time. You'll dodge all the tunnel, you know, wrecks and backups and all that mess, too. And I don't know how much that other going to save, you know.
Yeah, good point. I mean, there's, listen, it's going to, and appreciate your call. I mean, it's going, that number of, you know, what is this problem worth to get out of it is going to be different for different folks, of course. But it is worth looking at, you know, what that number is. Let's see here. All right, Anderson. Sean, I don't think people realize, especially in the rest of the state of Alabama, what a positive impact this bridge proposal will have economically on the entire state. If it's easier to get here and easier to get through, as they say, build it and they will come. We just need to find a way. Yeah, thank you, Anderson. I hate getting lumped in like some have done and said, oh, well, you're not for infrastructure improvement. Have I ever said, no, I'm for the bridge. I'm about making our community as good as it can be here. But at the same time, there's certain things I would love to have. I'm sure the kids at home, we polled the Sullivan kids, they'd say, we sure would love to have a amazing swimming pool with a big water slide in it. I mean, that'd be good, but there's a cost aspect, right? Is it worth the money to do the pool? No, you have to ask these questions. So we need this, we need it, but do we need the full pool with the water slide? These are the questions. I think it's fair to ask. And it's, you know, there's that, and maybe we'll get to it, that AL Reporter piece where they're hitting at Chris Elliott. And this idea that if you question anything, it's this idea that you have to be completely one way or another, that everything is either A or B, black or white. This is silly. That's childish talk. It's childish talk. Compromise and nuance is what has created our republic, okay? And the idea of saying, pushing back and saying, hey, this toll thing's out of control, then it would be the time for the others to say, okay, well, if that's out of control, then you can't have the following things. Okay, let's look at those. All right, we don't get this, this, and this. Well, what if we did this? Could we have some of this? That's how things are done. But saying it's all in or all out, it's disingenuous. It's not telling the truth here. Which, by the way, here, I'd like to point out, I'll retweet this story from Bill Britt, the Alabama political reporter. While he and I will go round and round on things, I still like Bill, but I'd like to point out that this is 3 degrees of separation, because he's talking about what was said on this show by State Senator Chris Elliott that was reported by my buddy Jeff Poore over at Yellowhammer News that was then commented on over at the Alabama Reporter. So something went on this show, then was picked up by Yellowhammer, then picked up by AL Reporter. It says here in this paragraph, Elliott has been on board with the project since its early planning stages. However, he failed to mention any of his previous positions when he appeared on FM Talk 106.5's Mobile Mornings host Sean Sullivan. Actually, I think that was on the midday show, right? So first note to Bill Britt. First of all, that was, I think that time it was on the morning, on the midday show, okay? Pretty sure it was on this very program. Second of all, Chris Elliott's been on the show 25 times talking about the bridge. Like, he failed to mention any of his previous positions. He could disagree with them, but he's had those positions on this radio show. Bill, man, I love you, man, but that's, you just got to go back. You can't assume what had happened in the past just because that's the one interview you heard. Goes on to say, Elliott said, as reported by Jeff Poore for Yellowhammer News, I think it all goes back to the cost of the project. The cost of the project drives the need for tolling. The cost of the project drives the need for a very long time frame on tolling. So that's where, in my mind, we need to start, is we need to go back to some of the design input that we made early on in this process and take a step back and look and say, do we need this bridge to be this tall, for instance? You remember that from the other day on the show, right? So, and it said, during the interview, Elliott took a occasion to reveal the contents of a private meeting at the South Alabama delegation had with Ivy during a BCA conference at Point Clear. Well, you know, Bill, I want to point out that so did State Representative Shane Stringer. those two on record on the air, and I had calls from two others. So I don't know how secretive this meeting was at the BCA event a couple weeks ago over at the Grand, because my phone was ringing from then, and two of those people came on the air with me. So it goes here, it says, a private meeting with the governor. Representatives were telling us what was going on. And, of course, this all goes back to what Chris Elliott had talked about the elevation of the bridge, and saying, you know, the bridge, one of the things of having it at 215 feet to allow clearance for cruise ships, I think he makes at least an argument that should be discussed. I know there are many people that disagree with this, and that's fine, but I don't see spending, and we'll see how much it is. If it's a couple million dollars to go from 100 feet or whatever, it'd be 150 feet to two, or I mean, sorry, from 200 feet to 215, then fine. But if we change a, if we have to put millions and millions of dollars in for a cruise ship that may never come, I don't know. Right now, I've just not been, I am pro Mobile as the day is long. I am all in. I am the biggest cheerleader for my city. At the same time, I haven't been shown a lot by the cruise business that they're going to make this the new gem of. I'd say I hope we always have cruise ships. I hope we always have the best cruise ships. But I have not been shown over the decades of this that Mobile is going to be the center. Mobile is going to be the hub of their cruising world. And you can say that's because we don't have gambling and we don't have, Bourbon Street. We don't have, whatever. I mean, that's a whole other discussion. But we have not been shown to be the hub of all things cruising. So if it means lots and lots of money to have that bridge high enough to put the biggest of cruise ships in here, worth talking about it. All right, coming back, Tommy, everybody else, y'all hold on. Coming to you at 343-0106, 343-0106. Quick update from National News and Dr. Bill, and then we're coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 136 FM Talk 106.5, and a very disturbed Midday Mobile. I was busy on the web trying to find some. Have we got a rail car? Got their parts in the backyard? Got like a 60-foot rail car you're looking to get rid of? I'm buying, by the way. 60-foot flatbed trailer. That doesn't need to be in good shape. I need the deck from that. Y'all got that? Light me up on the text line. Send me an email, something like that. I'm looking for that. But no, I was busy trying to find, there during the news break, trying to find a 60-foot rail car deck. And then Dalton, I don't even know. I can't even do that story, I don't think. I don't think I can get, we'll take some calls. We'll take, if I don't know that I want to do that to everybody. It's the most horrible story of the week Dalton has found. Even before 6.5 stories, that's not even till Friday. And he has found the worst story of the week. Tommy, save me in Mobile. Hey, man.
Good afternoon, Sean. Enjoy the show immensely.
Thank you.
Hey, I worked in New York City, in Manhattan,
okay,
for a while. Some of the guys thought it would be economical to go over and stay in New Jersey.
Okay.
Well, they got, they were wrong. You can go from New Jersey into Manhattan across the Verrazano Bridge, mm-hmm, for $7.
Wait a second. At the high cost of living in Manhattan, can you tell folks, I mean, compare what a square foot cost you to live in Manhattan compared to Mobile or Baldwin counties?
No, let me put it this way, Sean.
Okay.
I was working down here and making about $28 an hour.
Okay.
But I could go and work in Manhattan for $42 an hour.
There you go. And
now,
so
those people could afford that $7. People down here are not making $30 and $40 an hour.
Nope. I mean, think about that.
It's just ridiculous what they're trying to do to us. One more question, John. Why can't it be a bond issue?
Man, I like this is a question I've asked many times. Whether we use the GoBasa money, you know, that's coming in from oil and gas drilling, or we use the trust fund and bond it out ourselves, because sure, we're going to need to charge some interest back to ourselves so the money has the same value down the road when it goes back into the trust fund or GoBasa. I want that. But at the same time, we're not going to be paying any kind of interest rate like we are to the P3, the private, you know, the private equity firm, because they're trying to make the best return on their money. And I get that. But that's not the best deal for the state of Alabama. That's not the best deal for you, me, or any of us.
And the governor cannot come up with the best deal.
She says she's got so, right. She's
that,
got
that
it.
That woman is illiterate. To have been a school teacher, that woman. Yeah, oh, all right. Let me go there. if you can't, the bridge, that tunnel is the problem for the Bayway. It's the problem for I-10 and Mobile, is that tunnel. If they had built that tunnel originally, my daddy worked on that tunnel.
Oh, wow.
If they had built that tunnel in the original spot they wanted to build it across Bender Shipyard, it would not have been that drastic curve going into it and tying up all the traffic. It would have been a straight shot right on through.
Did you hear the idea that State Senator Tripp Pittman had talked about when he was on the show a couple weeks ago about, and maybe this is a win-win, that they could take, and we'll never get it right like you're talking about, like it was supposed to be, but you could have that angle less steep if you brought the fade coming through the Civic Center parking lot in there. You could have a raised section of approach, right, going in and coming out of the tunnel. And you give some ALDOT money, goes to the Civic Center to help the Civic Center maybe do some of the changes and modifications they need. At the same time, you give ALDOT a cheaper alternative to see if they can get the traffic problems fixed somewhat, right, with that approach. And you could, instead of having that big turn, you could have a slow fade coming into the tunnel, coming through the Civic Center parking lot.
You need to be in Montgomery. You need to be at the Capitol instead of who's up there. Because they're just not coming up with any ideas. Because, in all honesty, I work in Birmingham. I used to work in Birmingham a lot, travel back and forth. It's unreal the amount of interstate and things that are going on in Birmingham that we don't even get close to down here.
That's for sure.
And Mobile's always been the, let me watch my language here, the backside of the state of Alabama.
Yeah, but we're the backside that pays the bucks. You know, here's the thing that drives me crazy. Yeah, Tommy, we're the backside, but go look at the revenues to the state of Alabama, the sales tax revenues, the lodging tax revenue. Look at that money and see where it comes out of. The reason the state of Alabama had a lawsuit against BP is because they lost all this projected revenue coming in because Mobile and Baldwin counties weren't pumping the money out like the normal years.
Exactly. 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 I don't know, Sean. It's not thought out enough. This bridge project is not thought out enough to go ahead with it now. They need to put it on hold. Let's do some serious thinking here and get some actual intelligent engineers involved and do something. But thank you for the comment, buddy. Hey, you're doing a good job.
Thank you, Tommy.
Hang in there.
Hey, appreciate it, man. Thanks for the call. It's... You know, that idea that State Senator Tripp Pittman had brought up about that, not saying that fixes everything. I just wonder if there's a way to kind of, does this have to all be the gold plan? Does it have to be whole hog? I mean, if you say there's no traffic issue and we don't need to do any improvement, everything's fine, then I disagree with you. I want things to be better. I want to work on infrastructure. But is this the right plan? And when somebody rushes me, I don't know how you are, but whatever I'm doing, if they go, no, you got to make a decision right now. It's this or there's no deal. This deal's so good, you got to do it right now. Ask people that have been around me. I turn and I will walk away. Because I'm like, no, I need to sit for a second. Just a simple guy. I need to sit and look at this for a second. And I think for a lot of people, even though there are people that have been working on this project for a long time, whether it be, and they're smart engineers work on this project, but their job is engineering. Their job is not figuring out what the best way and the cost effect, their job is to build things and do engineering, right? It's for the others to get in the design part. But there's people that have been working on this a long time. But the state needs to realize, and the other players in this need to realize, that for most people in Southwest Alabama, and I can tell you for the rest of the darn state, this is a brand new deal. This is something that maybe came to their attention in May. I mean, this is what we do for a living, and the reveal that the tolling would be on the Wallace Tunnel as well as the proposed bridge didn't come to light until January of this year on this show. Now, they told me that it had been printed and discussed beforehand. I don't know of anybody outside the project that knew that, but this is a brand new subject, and maybe you don't have all the ideas. You might say, well, we've been talking, if you're inside it, right? If you're inside the world of government, inside the bridge build, and you're listening to me right now, you're like, Sullivan, we've been talking about this forever. It's been hashed and rehashed, and it's just, we're just going around in a circle here. We've done all this stuff before. For you, maybe, but for the people that are going to be on for paying for this, this is something new. And maybe there are ideas and concerns that have not been taken into account. And if you have any doubt whether the people now are engaged, the event last week that the Common Sense Campaign had at the Five River Center, when they had to close the doors and turn people away. I can't think the last time we had a political event other than maybe the first Trump rally, the first Trump, you know, when he stopped and went the first time that happened, maybe. Other than that, closing the doors on something I have not seen. And this is a big deal. Okay, coming right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, and it is Midday Mobile. Coming up, Paul Feinbaum. Like, he needs anything to talk about, but he's got a bunch right now. We talked about it yesterday with the AP. The AP rankings out. By the way, just side note, don't do a lot of football talk. When I got a pro like Dalton around here, I just kind of sit back. But as a Bama fan here, graduate, I like being ranked. I would rather be ranked, for what it's worth, and I don't know why. It's the reason I like Thursday is my favorite day of the week. Okay, I never said I was normal. I like being ranked a second ranked Bama or even a third ranked Bama more than a first ranked Bama going into the season. Just like that. You know, by the way, I may end up doing this story. If I do a story and understand this is just because I've lost institutional control of this show and there's a swelling of people here that want me to do this story on there. I don't know if they want to hear the pain in my voice as I do this story, if they're setting me up to get in trouble. I don't know exactly what it is, but if we have time, we'll get to the... It's a Florida man story, like one I've never delivered before. Florida man story, but one I haven't delivered before. All right, a couple texts here. Mark says he sent me a picture on the text line at 343-0106. He said, the toll at present, and it's locked up traffic. Got to fix this issue. No toll. See, Mark, that's the kind of talk I'm... The idea that if you aren't for tolling, then you're not for improving the traffic flow around here. It's, you need to call that out. Every time that comes out of the mouth, whether it be, from a reporter or a op-ed person somewhere else in the state or an elected member of government, this idea that, oh, well, then if you don't want tolls and you don't believe anything needs to be done, that's like a silly, childish discussion. My buddy Ben says, okay, he might be backing me up on this. He says, Moby, and he knows some cruise stuff. I've been on one cruise in my life. I'm not a cruise person. I do like the places the ships go, and you know I like boats. I just... Cruises, it didn't work for me so well. But Ben says, Mobile will never have the biggest and best cruise ships, never, ever. Okay? Back to the height of the bridge. This texter says, I'm not for the toll, but if it has to be done, then how about cutting back the time frame from 55 years to maybe 20 years? Not sure, but I think the private interest will still make a profit. Okay, so what this texter is talking about is that the sunset being 55 years for the tolling, which, by the way, the tolling can go up yearly after it gets rolling based on, is it the price? I think it is. Well, I know the gas tax is going to be able to go up. Gas tax, which we'll start paying here next month, goes up 6 cents And then in the next fiscal year goes up 2 cents, and in the following fiscal year goes up another 2 cents for a total of 10. After that, it can increase by the cost increase in the, and it's not a COLA, you know, COLA, like cost of living adjustment. It's like a COLA for road construction, right? It's an index of the cost of road building in the country. So the gas tax down the road, and we're talking about two things here, but they're related. Follow me. The cost of the gas tax after it meets maturity, right? In three fiscal years, it'll meet the maturity of 10 cents. Once it meets that, it can go up by as much as a penny a year if it's reflected in the road building cost index. Now, on the toll side here, they can also raise the toll going forward. And I think it may be based on that same index, but I got to double check. I'm not for sure. But there's a mechanism in that toll that can go up from $6, which could be $9 if you don't have the transponder. Remember, like the call earlier we had about, like if you ever get the mailer there from Florida Department of Transportation, FDOT. If you get their mailer, you'll have the, hey, it cost you $2.15 to go through this tollway on the Palmetto Expressway in South Florida or whatever, and there's a $1.35 convenience fee. I love when they call it a convenience fee or a processing fee. The convenience fee, that's the height of gall to be able to say that. But here, it would be $6 either way with a $3 processing fee for them to look up your plate, match it with you, get an address, send out an invoice, okay? So it would be $9 if you're not local doing the transponder thing. So that could go up as needed. I think it's indexed to that same thing that the gas tax is indexed to, but I'm not sure. But it could go up for over the 55 years. All right. Let's see here. A couple of people asking about the meeting tomorrow. Here's a couple need to know things here. Number one, the meeting tomorrow is going to be at the GM&O building, and it starts at the very convenient time of 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, which is, on this, I'm not going to give them too much grief, because this is a meeting that normally none of us would go to. None. Maybe there's two of y'all in this audience, but y'all are strange. The rest of us would never go to this meeting, but in this case, a lot has changed. And tomorrow is this meeting of the transportation, what it is, the actual name of this, the Mobile County Transportation Committee, something to that effect. I don't even know the name of this group. I've never been to one of these meetings before, but here's the note. The long-range transportation plan is being considered and likely adopted tomorrow, Wednesday, August 21st. Your help is needed to ask the board to remove the I-10 toll plan so other available funding can be used. It says here in this note, and this is from the Facebook page, Block the Mobile Bayway Toll Facebook page, and you can go there and get it, or we'll link it through. It says you can help in two ways. Voters in different cities in Mobile County, here are your members on the transportation board, and it lists the members of the transportation board that'll be at that meeting. It asks you to call them, reach out to them, email them, and encourage them not to buy into the LDOT argument that we have to have the toll. Once again, this is not a news story. This is an opinion. I mean, the news is, yes, this group is meeting tomorrow. Yes, this is going to be at 10 o'clock. Yes, it's going to be at the GM&O building. And it lists the members of this committee. But beyond that, there's also opinion here. And number two, it says show up and give short comment in person at the meeting. It's tomorrow, 10 a.m. Okay, it's the SARPC boardroom on the first floor of the GMO building. It's GM&O. GMO is genetically modified organism. GM&O is Gulf Mobile in Ohio, right? 110 Beauregard Street. Let's put that and in there. Let's put the ampersand in there. Don't leave ampersands just laying around. Use the ampersands. They're going to be extinct if you don't cultivate the ampersand. GM and, or just put AND in there. All right, so that is going. And then, Dalton, I don't know. I mean, our buddy John Sharp, as you and I were talking about during the break, John Sharp with AL.com, he is the only person, I think, Dalton pointed out, in all of the internet that said there was a meeting at 1:30 today. I mean, we looked and we looked and we looked. And there was a meeting today where Mobile County Commission President Jerry Carl, candidate for Congress for AL1, was having a meeting to roll out an alternative. And he is one of the members of that board that's meeting tomorrow. He was having a meeting today to talk about, what was it on, an alternative. Here it is. Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl hosting a 1:30 p.m. news conference to discuss an alternative plan to tolling I-10 project. Carl is a member of the MPO that votes tomorrow on whether to remove the project from the short-term transportation plan. Never could figure out where the meeting was or any other details. It could be over by now. But tomorrow on the show, I'm going to do my best to have Mobile County Commission President Jerry Carl on to talk about that. And, of course, that'll be during the mornings because we got that meeting coming up at 10 o'clock tomorrow. All right, I'm going to wrap it up for today. Paul Feinbaum has got lots of football for us to for him to talk about and us to listen to that discussion. Also, I would say check us out online. Lots of stuff going on the website. You can get podcasts of this show or the getting ready to be, how about this, the stuff that, you know, makes me super proud around here, the 45 hours a week of locally produced content on this radio station. As of, I think, next week, we're going to be at 45 hours a week, which I think is like the entire rest of the market. They produce 45 hours, and we produce 45 hours. So just saying, 45 hours a week of live local content. Get podcasts of all that jazz and a lot more on our website, fmtalk1065.com. All that talk, not jazz. Jazzy talk or talk about talk. FMTalk1065.com. That's the website. Paul Feinbaum on the way next. See y'all manana.